Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Nothing. Shavuos is what we'll be discussing this week. We will review a little bit of Bamidbar, an idea from Bamidbar. This now will start a very sad, I don't want to say sad, but sad in the sense of we'll be off with Parshios because you, of course, share with us a 2-day Yontif. Although my second day is not Yontif, it's Shabbos, and I will be reading a Parsha, and you won't be reading a Parsha because you have 2 days of Shavuos. So we'll save Nussel for last week, which I believe will be the last lessons for the Lave for Lave Live, although I'm going to try to keep this going. Every week have a Zoom, any guys that are interested, alumni interested, to learn together a weekly idea. But today's idea is really important. As I said, we as human beings very much like to make excuses. Excuses are the nature, unfortunately, of the being. And that means that we make excuses for why we can't do things. I can't do this. I can't do that. And I found in my life, including myself, of course, I can't do this. Who am I? Why are you asking me? I'm nobody. How am I? And it goes back to one of my initial discussions of I had the great schus of being in this year of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. And it's just so unbelievable when I think about that schus, and I give all the credit to my father, who probably doesn't, won't admit this, but he's really the one who pushed me. He said, "Well, I was in Rav Aaron's shir. Why don't you try it out?" And it's well, obviously it was life changing for me. And when I finished YU, I very much wanted to start my profession, and that was my idea. And Rav Aaron very much wanted me to start working. He was very into that, to having a parnasa. But Rav Aaron said, "I want you to start to learn for smicha." I said, "Well, I can't do YU smicha because you can't do smicha and have a job." And he says, "No, my personal smicha." And I remember laughing at Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and saying, "Smicha, me? Daniel Augustine, are you kidding me?" I says, "I'm not rabbi material." That was what I remember. I said that turned to him. And Rav Aaron looked at me. I mamash can remember in my mind Rav Aaron's face when he looked at me. And he said, "What? You tried to be a rabbi and it didn't work for you? What?" And he was trying to be funny. And he says, Who are you to say that? Try it. Try it." And the Bechina is really hard. It was hard. It took me almost 5 years together with an amazing Chabura. And Baruch Hashem, I got Smicha. And I didn't really use it for much. And then they asked me to give a shiur in when I lived in Bergenfield in Rabbi Neuberger's shul. And I did that for Baruch Hashem almost 10 years. And like you never know. And now I'm sitting on Zoom. Who knew there would be a Zoom? So we like to make excuses for ourselves and say, "Who am I? I can't learn Torah. Who am I? I'm." Torah is something you have to acquire. In Shavuos, you can't make excuses and say, "But I'm being quarantined. There's no way I can stay up all night on Shavuos night because it's impossible because I'm quarantined." I don't know what that means, but I think that's a lame excuse. But the excuse that you guys have, which is a sad one, is that it's not fair. I was gypped out of my year. Unfortunately, I assume many of you will not be able to come back Shana Bet. So it's not fair. You didn't acquire Torah. You have all the excuses in the world saying, "Well, it was Corona. It's not my fault. That's what God decided." So I want to stop the excuses today. And we're going to share the source sheet, as I like to share a sheet because it keeps me honest in keeping to sources. And I hopefully you'll enjoy this very, very, very important idea, which, again, I take very, very close to my heart because I think it's the essence of what Shavuos is all about, why we have the holiday of Shavuos. And sometimes we forget the essence of Shavuos. And maybe even, I would like to say, we forget the essence of what it is to what the holidays are even about. A lot of times we think, and I probably said this by the time of during the, what do you call it? During Pesach, I might have said this. And that is, oh, hold on a second. I'm just going to share this with you. We don't believe in holidays are a time of remembrance. We remember something that happened, and that's it. And that's great, and it's wonderful. That's not true. What we believe is something very, very different. And we believe that in Judaism, every event that happens, every holiday, is something that happens now. Obviously, none better than the holiday that we had almost 50 days ago, 40-something days ago, 45 days ago, where we commemorate, I have to be careful, because it's almost Shkia here in Eretz Yisrael, so I have to be careful not to say the next day. And we commemorated the coming out of Egypt, Pesach. But Pesach is about now. It's about the Pesach that we all have. And this year we were actually quarantined, so we really felt it. But we all have our personal quarantines. We all have things that are holding us back from doing Avodas Hashem. Sometimes it's one of these, it's an iPhone, and sometimes it's Netflix, and sometimes it's all the other types of things. And Shavuos is about acquiring the Torah. The Sifsei Chaim says, or Chaim Friedlander in his Sefer, every year we do Kabbalah HaTorah. That's why we count Sfiras Omer, to work on our Midot so that we can accept the Torah every year. So if you look at source number one, you'll find that in this week's parsha, there's a midrash, a beautiful midrash, that says, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'Midbar Sinai. Lama b'Midbar Sinai? This is like an integral question. I was just looking at a piece. I probably said it in a previous Lessons from the Lev. But the Tiferes Shimshon, Rav Shimshon Pinkus, who I love, his Divrei Torah, and I have special honor that the Svarim that I have of the Rav Pinkus, I'll just, I'm actually the wrong side. I should really be the other side. I just want to show you. My Svarim are really... the reason why I'm this way is because my kids run around the other way, so I don't want you to see them, because we change our locations so that I hope Emirat Hashem won't have internet problems. So the Tiferes Shimshon says, that ask this integral question, right? And a lot of others ask this question. Rav Asher Weiss asks this, we'll be sharing a lot of Rav Asher Weiss. And he says, why was the Torah, think about this, this is such a simple question, but it's like integral. Like, you got to ask this at Yeshua's table to somebody. Why was the Torah given in Sinai? The Torah should have been given in Eretz Yisrael. We've been talking about Eretz Yisrael from here until we're blue in the face. We've been talking about, Yom Yerushalayim, Yom Ha'atzmaut, how integral it is. And your year in Israel is not like the year in going to Queens, your year in wherever you are, in L.A., and your year in, Maryland. It's a year in Eretz Yisrael. So the Midrash asks this question. Lama bin Bar Sinai? Mekan shanu chachamim, b'shlosh dvar minisna Torah. Because you want to teach that the Torah is given with Esh, Mayim, and Midbar. Difficulties. It's not easy. The Nation in Ireland, Bahar Sinai, Ashen Kulo, right? There was unbelievable. Today, again, I don't know how unprecedented this is, but my friend who's a native Israeli who's 40 something years old said in the 40 years he's lived, he's never seen a rainstorm in Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So it was a huge rainstorm, winds and so on and so forth. Kolos of Brocken, that was what Har Sinai was about. Kolos of Brocken. But Mayim, Dam Shamayim Niftu, Mayim. And then, of course, Midbar. So the Midrash says that anyone who does not make themselves ownerless to the Torah, hefker to the Torah, when you're in a midbar, it's hefkervelt. There's only one person who's going to save you, you get stuck in the midbar, and that's Hashem. That's the hefkervelt of it. And we have to take Torah upon ourselves is a wilderness. See, what the problem is that a lot of times when we learn Torah, we have so many disturbances, right? What disturbances do we have, unfortunately? Delicious fruit, like the apple. We have disturbances. The disturbances are the devices. And I've been in the Beis Medrash more than once before, Baruch Hashem, this Shabbos, we were able to go back to the Beis Medrash. I happen not to, but we're getting there. And then when I was watching you guys learning, I'm sorry to be honest with you, right? You're on your phones every few minutes. You get on your phones. Some of you are on your phones now. That's why I can't see you probably, because you don't want me to see that you're on the phones, right? It's hard. How can I learn Torah just... So we gave Torah dafka. Don't make any excuses, says the Midrash. Torah was given in the Midbar because it was hefker. Ella, mi she'eino osa atzmo kin Midbar. You have to make yourself into a Midbar, I've underlined. Make yourself into a Midbar, right? You have to make yourself into a Midbar. You have to make yourself hefker because I have to accept Torah. It's hard. It's not easy. Nobody ever says it's easy. There's nothing easy in life. If you want to be successful in life, I'm talking now, if I can go to my other hat, the business world, right? Nobody became successful in life unless you're Donald Trump and your father gave you a loan of, $4 million or whatever. You got to work hard. Got to work hard. And that's this beautiful piece that I found in the beautiful Esh Kodesh. Hopefully you've heard of the Esh Kodesh besides it being a shul. The shul is named from the great Rav Clonimus Kalman Shapiro, the Rebbe from Pishzesna, who you might have learned a lot about if you guys were on the Poland trip. The Esh Kodesh, we have here in Ramat Beit Shemesh, an original Esh Kodesh from the Rebbe, one of the Rebbes of it. And he says the following thing, and this was written in 1940, is when the Esh Kodesh was written in the Kovna Ghetto, in the midst of the Holocaust. So keep that in mind, what I'm about to say, okay? So because Corona and the Holocaust are nothing alike. And he says like this, Aval Kabbalas HaTorah B'Midbar, this is what it's source number B I said. B'midbar ha'ita efshar l'romeis gam l'mashem ivir ha'kodesh beis aron. He says, the Sefer HaKodesh, the Beis Aron, says the following thing. quotes Rashi, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Shlo Yiyeh Livcha Cholek Al HaMakom, Shlo Tomer B'Makom Hazeh Efshar L'Avodat Hashem, U'Makom Zeh Yiyefshar Li. It's easy to serve God when you're at the Kotel, because that's a scary place where God's presence is. In the shul, that's easy. In Eretz Yisrael, it's easy. When I'm in yeshiva, it's easy, because all my friends are at positive peer pressure. But in my house, during quarantine, when on a good day I get up at 11 o'clock, Efshar, I can't. Rak b'chol makom tzrichat avodat Hashem. No. You know why God gave us the Torah in the Midbar? To say to stop making an excuse. The Torah was given in the hottest, driest place with all the excuses we could have given. And Baruch Hashem, we know the Jews, right after getting the Torah, right after the Aliyah that we lane on Shavuos, and certainly Parshas Yisro, when we talk about Kabbalah Satorah, the Jews complain right after. They say they went 3 days without Mayim. The Mayim is bitter. What about the pickles we had in Mitzrayim? They always complain. L'chein elu kabbalas haTorah he the artzim bo be'eretz Yisrael. That's why it wasn't given in Eretz Yisrael. Because then what are we going to make? What are we going to say? Rak ba'aretz hazeh. I can only learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. It's true. The Gemara says Eretz Yisrael mechakim. It makes us into smart people. I've noticed this Baruch Hashem living here Baruch Hashem for many years, for about 12 years. It's easier to find chedushim when you're in Eretz Yisrael. L'chein nosan hala Hashem. Hashem gave us the Torah. But Midbar says the Eish Kodesh. B'derech v'tiltu she'yada she'b'chol mokum tzuchel l'taim. Even in the midst of your home, even if you're stark where I can't see, but I'm sure sitting in his bed, you have to accept the Torah. Doesn't matter where you might be. Stop making excuses. And I like to also add, you know the biggest excuse guys like to make? Always, they like to say, Rebbe, you're different. See, my situation is different because I was diagnosed with ADHD, PPP, RSR, no? And I got all these medications in it, and therefore I can't learn Torah. You're wrong. You're wrong. That's not true. I've spoken about this before. A few weeks ago, we spoke about the Gadol books. You have all these great art scroll books that talk about these Gadolim, and you say, well, I can never acquire the Torah like them. They were 3 years old and finished Shatz. And at eight, they wrote their first Sefer, you know, like, but that's not true. That's not the way that it is. The Torah is about everyone accepting their chelik and understanding that this is part of me. And let me explain to you what I mean. Let's get to Shavuos for a moment. So I ask a question here. But Rav Hartstein, Torah is too hard. It's hard. It's Yikias. You look at all the Gemaras. Shas, how can I finish a Shas? You go to the back of the Beis Medrash and you see all those Svarim. You say, oh my God. Forget about learning them. I can't even name most of them. I don't know which end is up. I don't know which one's Halacha, which one's Hashkafa. How can you do this? And here's the biggest one. Rebbe, Torah is boring. It's not fun. I hate it. You know why, guys? Because when you were in high school, I don't know if you remember back when you were in high school, you had subjects. You had math. You had science. You had Torah. Sometimes you had secular studies first in some schools. It was a subject to you. It didn't mean anything. That's the wrong attitude. And with this, I want to prove the following interesting thing. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Samach Chesam Beis, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vishneya Mikra Echad, Darshan, Kotsu, Echad, Omer Atzeres Yelachem. We know that we call the holiday of Shavuos Atzeres also. Part of it, by the way, the Bnei Yitzchak says that we're supposed to stop, La'atzur. Torah is about stopping and realizing, how am I living my life? So the Gemara is asking the following question. The holiday of Shavuos is supposed to be Lachem. We believe that when it comes to Yontif, you have two dinim. You have a din l'Hashem v'lachem. There's actually a mitzvah on Yontif to do both. There's a mitzvah for a person to have fun. You hear what I'm saying? There's a mitzvah for you to have fun. You're supposed to go to shul. You're supposed to learn Torah on the Yom Tovim. But you also have the good food. It's a chiyuv to have good food. Hakol modim be'atzeres. So the Gemara is discussing, how can this be? So then the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elazar, everybody agrees that Atzeres is lachem. There's got to be a lot of it. Look what I hear in the English, translated into English. There's a mitzvah to eat. There's a mitzvah to drink. There's a mitzvah to rejoice. Was celebrated dafka on the day that the Torah was given. So what's the pashut question we could ask? Out of all the holidays that I would think of, where we would say that this is not a time to eat, drink, and be merry, it's going to be when? Shavuos, the time the Torah is given. It should be the one day of the year that you're concentrating on learning Torah, which we'll see in a moment, which is, of course, true. But if I was thinking about Pesach, you should have some fun. It's a day of the kids, it's a holiday. And Sukkot, you're in the Sukkot, and you're eating. And Shavuos? How can that be? So says Rashi here in source number 2 on this Gemara. Sheyismichu, you should be happy, Bo. B'machal Mishnah, you have a chiyuv to eat. L'harot shenoach u'mekabel zeh l'Yisrael shenas l'Torah. The Torah wasn't given to crazy people. Torah was given to those that are noach. It's fun Torah. What do we say about the Torah? When we put the Torah, darcheh darcheh noach. This is a halachic term we use. That the ways of the Torah have to be sweet ways. The Torah can't be antithetical to ways that are hurting people, that are not going to be good to people. It can't be. It goes against the Torah. It has to be noach. We have to say that everybody can accept the Torah. So if that's true, I have a question for you. Why in Hilchos Shavuos is there halacha that says the following? Right? To add to this, the Ramah tells us, the Noagim, we know that we have different Minhagim on Shavuos. One of them is they decorate the shuls. So maybe you should have a special this year if you can't go to shul. Buy some extra flowers for your parents, especially the moms. Get them some flowers. Should be like Zecher L'mam and Har Sinai. Also a thank you for dealing with you all this time, especially during Corona. And then Noagim B'chol Makom Le'echol Machlei Chalav. Says the Ramah, there is a minug to have Machlei Chalav. I don't want to go into it now. I have a whole shiur on this. Go on to Yayin Torah. It's not so simple whether or not you could override the mitzvah of Basar V'Yayin, at least according to the Rambam, maybe even a mitzvah Midaraisa, and have milchik meals. If you want to know what the Hartzim family does, it's exactly what the Ramah recommends because of the Shteis Tavshilim. So what we do is that we learn all night, we come home, we have Kiddush, and we have a meal of cheese berekas and those that like cheesecake. That's our meal, and we go to sleep for God knows how many hours. I'm not going to tell you how many. And then we have a delicious fleishik meal. Okay. Why? Because it's a special day, even more than any other day, because the sweetness of the Torah. So I will get this according to the Gemara that we said, according to the Rashi. Because it's noyach lekabel satar, it's a fun, it has to be good, you want to show that it's sweet. Pasuk will see, says, Zavash v'chalav tashal shoneh. Torah has to come with sweetness. Every day we say, Abrachah birchah satar, v'harevna. Beautiful, it's sweet. So then I got another question for you. Why does the Magen Avraham here in source number 4, I don't want to say screw things up, it's not a nice word, but look what he writes. It was all good until the Magen Avraham came and said, Isa b'zayar. The Zohar says, Chassidim harishonim hayunorim kol halayla. The Chassidim Rishonim would stay up all night. V'oiskim b'Torah. And that's what many people do today. Here you're having so much fun. It was the greatest day because you have, think about what Shavuos is different than any other holiday. There's no physical thing. There's no lulav and esrog that you shake. You don't have to sit in a sukkah. You don't have to eat matzah, right? You don't have the shofar blowing, right? You're not lighting candles. You're not listening to me. Nothing. And all of a sudden, the Magen Avraham says, oh, but stay up all night. So I'm supposed to have fun and have all the meals, but not have to stay up all night. Which one is it? Is it fun or not fun? And to make matters worse, look what it says in Maseches Avos, those that are keeping up with it. This was this week's Maseches Avos, Perek Vav, says the following thing. Kachi darchel shel Torah. What do Talmidei Chachamim, how do they act? Pach b'melech tochal. Uh-oh. You should eat bread with salt. That's very simple. Simple, like when you go to jail. You have salt, bread, water. Shkoyech. B'mayim b'shar tishta. Small amounts of water. And you know where you should sleep? V'al ha'aretz tishon. Sleep on the floor. V'chayat sartichya. Look in the English. Your life is one of deprivation. Torah you shall labor. You should have sar. That's what it says. Because your amal b'tar, armal is you sweating over Torah. Ashrecha b'toyvach. Oh, that's staying up all night. You just told me how sweet it is, and it's wonderful, and we're having milchiks and cheesecakes and all these things and cheese blintzes, and now you're telling me, oh, you got to work hard. If you want to be a real Talmud Chacham, don't eat a lot. Papagayos, oh, sir. Guys, bad news. Lechem Basar here in Beit Shemesh closed. Okay, I'm sorry. I just found out today. But IKEA opened, so okay. So the Gemara says it opened today. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah says, Gimel, Yud Gimel, look at this. Ein divrei Torah mekayimin b'mi shemifara asma alehem. Torah does not remain permanently unless you acquire it. Difficulty. Be'elu shelomdim mitoch adinus, mitoch achila, b'shtia. You can't have too much. Imagine a guy now says, okay, now I'm gonna learn. He goes, anybody's ever been to Papagayo's, right? What happens after Papagayo's? Forget about it. You're gonna go to Seder now after Papagayo's? You're gonna be able to pay attention after you ate like the biggest chazer alive? Says the Rambam, this is the most difficult thing. You have to sacrifice yourself for Torah. Your life, your body, don't sleep so much, don't eat so much. So what's going on here? So Rav Asher Weiss has a piece on this as well. We're going to get to Rav Asher Weiss, another idea of Rav Asher Weiss. But the idea is, I think, what we started with. The Torah is all about this idea. The Torah is about the idea of sharing the beauty of Torah is twofold. There's a sweetness of Torah. There's a begging you of showing you that Torah is fun. And I've related this before, and it's sad to me almost to have to say this. But Torah has to be fun. And there's people who say, Rav Hartzi, what are you talking about? What do you mean Torah has to be fun? There's really an inyan for Torah to be fun? And the answer is, are you crazy? Of course it has to be. In fact, there is a Gemara that I didn't put on the sheet. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos tells the story about Rava. Before he began teaching halacha to the Chachamim, not to a Lev HaTorah class or to his fourth grade class, he would say something funny. Potach ki de Rava pischale dire bedicha. He would tell a joke to put everybody in the right mood. That's what he did. It's got to be fun. But if you think for a moment that fun and not working hard go together, it doesn't work that way. And that's the famous vort, which I know my family knows I say this all the time. What does it say? Torah siva lana Moshe? Morasha ki las yako. What's morasha besides a camp that won't open this summer? What's morasha? Good line, huh? Morasha is not an inheritance. The article calls it a heritage. You know what the difference is? An inheritance is you're a rich guy, go back to our Trump case, and your father dies and he leaves you $40 billion. Okay, I challenge you, but $40 billion, I don't know, you could figure out 2-3 days you can get rid of it. That's Higiyas B'Torah. But real Higiyas B'Torah, you know what real Higiyas B'Torah is, Rabbi Yisai? Is a heritage. Your father saying, listen, I love Torah. I want to show you how much I love Torah. Look what my Shabbos table looks. Look at the different Torah we have. And you're like, I want to be like Dad. Why are we always going to, why is Dad always going to the Daf Yomi Shir? I don't know what it is. He loves that. I want to be like him. And even though you might have had your year cut short, or even though on Shavuos you might be stuck in Coronaville, your house, you got to figure out what section of Torah is yours to acquire. What makes it fun? Imagine this. This sounds crazy what I'm about to say. Imagine you have free time on your hands, and instead of going on to Netflix, you watch a shiur. You go on to something called Wayu Torah. Imagine for a moment you sit in the doctor's office, Nebuch, for an hour to wait for him. And what happens? Nebuch. You have to wait for an hour, but you take out a sefer. Amazing. That's what the Torah is about, Rabbi Isaac. That's what the Torah is about. It's working hard on it, but wow, what an accomplishment. And I've heard this so many times from students exactly in your scenario. No excuses, as I said. Who said, Rebbe, when I came here, I couldn't read a Mishnah. And I finished Shas Mishnayos. Not I finished Shas Mishnayos when I was 24, in the year in Israel. Not big Hasidim. Back in the day when I was working in the yeshiva, back in those days. So I had the schus of teaching Rav Natano, Rabbi Leibowitz this year. Rav Leibowitz used to teach not the highest year, if you will. They were high in a different way, but not they were called the highest year, but it's not for now. And though there were some guys there, holy, I mean, these are the guys that I'm close with now, and they tell me the stories about how they accomplished, like you wouldn't believe. Finishing Masechtos. Finishing Tanakh. Find the section that's yours, and don't make excuses for it. Too many people make excuses. Well, I can. I have learning disabilities, and I have this, and I have that. So find what's fun for you. Find a crazy rabbi that's going to teach you Torah. It looks like he's on drugs, and he's going crazy. Good. What is this rabbi on? Yes. And then you give an excuse. Well, I can't have a real job. Hey, guess what? I don't really have a real job right now. Hashem should give me parnasa, you know, but okay. But I have a real job. I'm a CEO of a company. I can still learn Torah. And I love Torah. And I love the fact that I could go onto a Zoom because I spent Sunday trying to research this year. So let's continue and let's see, I think, even some more ideas. Listen to this. So let's continue. This is Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss says that it says in the Perish of the Rabbeinu Yonah on Maseches Avos, Talmud Torah Tarach. You have to be Torah on it. It's hard. It says, Kishasa Magia Etzasmecha LeTorah. When you're going to go to Torah, you know what you should do to it? Tish Tasheabo. I'm purposely not going to tell you what that word means. Something you should do with it. You should work on it very, very hard. So let's understand what the word means, because you're going to be shocked what it says. You have to be Amal B'Torah, yes. Sweat, tears, yes. But listen to this. Says Kuf Yutes, our longest Tehillim. If you ever, you know, have to say Tehillim for somebody, make sure not to get Kuf Yutes, because it's the longest one. Pasuk Tezayin, B'chu Kosecha Ishtasheya Lecha. In your ways, I will follow your laws in this Ishtasheya. I don't know what that means. Lo Ishkach Devarecha, because of this Tasheya. And then, I'm not going to leave your Torah because it's this like Shashua. So says the Mitzudas David, Kuf Yotes Tzadik Bez. What does it mean? Lule Sorosecha Shashua. Im lo hayita asik v'torasecha misimcha. If you're not happy when you're learning Torah, oti as hayiti ne'avad ba'ovi. It's a bad thing. If you're not good, the Torah is worthless. If you're not happy when you're learning Torah and you're just learning because you have to, because you need to get Zoom credits, because if you don't get credits, you know, your parents are going to be mad tank or whatever. No, says the Mitzvah David. It's ne'avad. It's a klala. But look at this even more beautiful, the Mitzvah Sion. You know what eshtasheabo means? In yer osek v'dover ma shesameach. Like the pasuk in Yeshayahu Yod Aleph, sha'ashua yanak. A plaything of a child. In Hebrew, the word shashua means a rattle, a toy. Are you kidding me? I should treat the Torah as a toy? As I chutzpah. You know what it is, guys? It's exactly that. Torah is supposed to be like a toy that's fun. I don't know if you can remember way back when, but I bet you there are people here who sit in play with toys still. I bet they do. So you play with toys. It's fun. You could do it for hours. Remember we used to play with Lego? Hours and hours. That's what Torah is supposed to be. I can't stop. It's so great. It's so amazing. So much so, look what Rav Asher Weiss says. He has a great shiur that he gave. I don't know if it's been published in any form. It's actually in English. It's on his website, torahbase.org. And look what he writes. This is so beautiful. This is exactly the essence of Torah. Listen to this. People generally make a sharp contrast between work and play. They work for 5 hours a week, and they relax and enjoy themselves for 2 days over the weekend. There's two separate things going on here, work and play. I literally work the whole week so they can have fun on the weekends. They work for 11 months a year so they can have a month vacation. They don't enjoy their work, and they don't labor over the vacation, right? Nobody ever says to you, oh, my God, I just came back from vacation from Hawaii. So difficult. It was the worst. It was so hard. Crazy. Right? And most people don't go to work and come home and go, oh my God, I love work. It was so much fun. I have so much fun at work. Most people don't do that. He said, in the path of Torah, work and pleasure have to go hand in hand. Torah is totally different, antithetical to this concept. Torah is work and play together. You have to devote your energies day and night. You have to love what you learn. And he says this, and I've heard this, Rav Asher Weiss has said this, I'm not exaggerating. I've heard it from him dozens of times. So he says it probably hundreds of times. He's a Talmud of the great Klusenberger Rebbe. Many years ago, the Klusenberger Rebbe pointed out the following to me. So actually, the way he tells the story is that he went to the Klusenberger Rebbe. I believe at that time he was in Union, New Jersey, which would be a hotbed of Klusenberg Hasidus, Union, New Jersey. Now, not a place you want to go in the middle of the night, or during the day, actually. And he said the following thing. He said, my dear Talmud, explain to me the following thing. Why do we describe Eretz Yisrael as Eretz Zavat Chalav Udavash, a land flowing of milk and honey? But Eretz Yisrael, what do we refer it to? Davash V'chalav Tachas L'Shayim. First is honey and then milk. So he said, Rabbeinu Lamdeinu. He goes, no, I asked you the question. What do you think? So Rav Asher Weiss said the following answer. He said, I thought perhaps to explain the first pasuk of that we all know, right? Eretz Zavach Chalav Udvash is talking about the literal milk and honey of Eretz Yisrael. The milk is more important than the honey since milk is healthy, while honey, it can't be eaten, has to be eaten sparingly, right? If you made a cake and the wife says, it's only called for a teaspoon of honey, but I put 4 cups in, it's going to be the worst. You said, but honey's supposed to be good. It's only good. And it's the same thing in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, we need the milk first. We need the gashmius first is important. The sweetness is nice, but we need the real stuff first. But the second pasuk, referring to Eretz Yisrael, Devash v'chalav tachas l'shanech, that what it says in Shir HaShirim, honey symbolizes the sweet pleasure of Torah. That has to come first. Because why? Then we can come with the milk, which refers to the labor of Torah. Before, if I say to myself, you know what I'm going to do? Rav Hartstein's right. I'm going to finish Shas. And you take out your art school Gemara, which Rav Asher Weiss in this Shir says is a great thing. He said he likes to say, he says, it doesn't mean what the Mishnah says that I can only have water every day. Because I like to have a cup of Coca-Cola sometimes. That's okay. Or in my case, Coke Zero. That's okay. Sweetness. That's what Torah is supposed to be about. The Gemara says, the richness of the Torah can be found among those who vomit the mother's milk over it. It's a color metaphor. It's talking about churning in his guts, the constant study of Torah. But if it's not sweet for us, forget about it. It's going to be nothing. That's what education is. Only after we succeed in imparting the sweetness do we get this. And that explains, as Rav Asher Weiss, the brachas that we say in Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Yisai, I hope this is an obvious statement. But Birchas HaTorah should be such a central focus of our lives. Birchas HaTorah is everything. It should be everything in our lives. So what do we say in Birchas HaTorah? It should be busy. I want Torah to be part of my life. And then what do we say? V'harevna. What does the words v'harevna mean? The Torah should be sweet. To who? Not just us. To my children, my children's children. So he said, my same Klusenberger Rebbe asked this question. And he said, why do we ask two bakashas in one bracha? The Torah should be sweet, and my children, my children's children should learn Torah. That's exactly what he said over here. You want the Torah to be sweet to your children, your children's children? Well, you got to show that it's sweet to you. It's not a morasha, it's not a simple inheritance, it's a heritage. Marashah, Kilas Yaakov, we're married to the Torah. As the Gemara says, Mu'urasar, as like when we're engaged. When you're engaged, everything's amazing. That's what the Torah is all about, Rabbi Yisai. That's what we have to see is the Torah. You're engaged to it. Shavuos is about this double thing. I don't care if you spend all Shavuos on this. Find the part of Torah that you love, that's fun for you. It doesn't have to be either Chiddush, it doesn't have to be Gemara. It doesn't have to be Gemara. For some people, it doesn't work. And if it has to be with an art school, says Rav Asher Weiss, great, matov manayim. But pick something that's going to be hard for you. I know somebody who told me, Rebbe, I learned this sefer and that sefer. And that's fine. It doesn't have to be necessarily Gemara or Mishnah or even Mishnah Berurah. It could be a sefer in English. But I said, you know what? I love Staka and Halacha. Oh, it's amazing. I love Sifrei Musar. I love this new modern sefer. I love headlines, or I love this tshuva sefer. It doesn't matter, but find something that you enjoy, not just, well, Rav Hartstein said, I have to, Vagiso Yom Valayla, I got to learn something. No. Fun. And the Rebbe you should be learning it from should be something that's fun. Go on to YU Torah, go into Torah Anytime, all these places with thousands of shirim. Find that Rebbe that's fun. So when you get in the car, you're not only listening to music and God knows what, but you listen to a shir. That's the key, Rabbi said. That's how we accept the Torah of Shavuos every year. And that's why you have no excuses. Because if you want any excuses, I'm raising my hands. I'm the excuse guy. I went to Hafter. I didn't do well in school. I didn't. I have all the excuses. Torah, I could hardly read when I got to Yeshiva. And guess what? I'm a rabbi. It's okay. And I have a few shiurim in YU Torah. How'd that happen? I don't know. Maybe I'm scamming everybody. But really, it's because I love Torah. Because it's Devash V'Chalav. It's this duality of no excuses. It's fun. But you have to find out that it's not a subject. It's not math. It's not science. It's not biology. It's something fun. And if it's not fun to you, it's not going to go anywhere. So that's what I challenge you to find out. Stop making an excuse. I only had half a year and I wasn't able to come back to Eretz Yisrael and cry. Very nice. Buckle down and find what your Chelek in Torah is right now and bring it with you to Shavuos. And don't you make an excuse that I'm going to be home for Shavuos and therefore I can't go to shul. I can't hear all the shiur. Oh, stop it. Find it. Print stuff out from the internet. Waste trees. It's great. No problem. I give you an excuse to do that. You don't have to be PC. It's okay. And read art, whatever it is, but find the chelek. And it may take you a long time. I have a friend who tells me this story. His whole year in Israel was about trying to find. He spent the first few months, Gemara didn't work. Mishnah didn't work. Finally, he found, he loved Tanakh, the stories of Tanakh, and this guy's an expert in Tanakh. He tells me stories in Tanakh. I said, is that the Old Testament or the New Testament? You know, Habakkuk, who's that? You know, great. That's the beauty of Torah. I just want to end off with that idea that I always thought it's amazing. You know, imagine going to a math professor and saying to him, professor, I have a chiddush for you if you want to hear it. And he says, sure. 2 + 2 = 4. Psh. But you know what, Rabbi Isai? I promise you can do this. I have some Talmidim from Leiva Torah alumni who send Divrei Torah every week. And sometimes they'll send a Divrei Torah. Okay, I'm nobody, but Rabbeim never heard of it before. You can go to the biggest gadol potentially, and you might be able to tell a piece of Torah that he didn't hear because maybe he never read all of Rav Soloveitchik's Torah, let's say. You can tell over a Hasidic Shvor to somebody who's not really... That's your Chelek in Torah. Torah belongs to everybody. That's the beauty of it. And with that, we can accept the Torah in the most beautiful way possible. In Mirz Hashem, we should be zochah to do that. And even though we have all the excuses to not accept the Torah, especially during Corona, especially if I didn't have my whole year in Israel, we still will accept the Torah. Ba'ava, b'simcha, with dvash, v'chol of tachas l'shem.